The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report today. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Slaughter hog prices today are called from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower amid reports that most plants have enough animals to cover their immediate needs. Terminals are called steady to mostly lower, tops from $39.50 to $42.50. Peoria called 50 cents to $1 lower today with a top price of $39.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, December 11th, negotiated swine purchases were 18,122. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50.25 to $65, the weighted average $60.88, a gain of 13 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.62 to $51, the weighted average $48.01. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 11,994. The base price range was $49.75 to $64.25, the weighted average $60.61, a loss of $1.27 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.88 to $49, and the weighted average was $45.62.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for the representative nearest you.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, there's more rain in South America. Well, there's more rain across North America, too, but we'll talk about South America first. About half of Brazil's crop area picked up some precipitation yesterday, most of it confined from Mato Grosso into Minas Gerais, Bahia, and Espírito Santo, with rain totals reaching over 2 inches at Brasilia, while most of the area reported under an inch. Southern Brazil was dry, temperatures quite cool in the eastern part of the nation, where highs were in the 70s and 80s, but in the western areas, highs were in the upper 80s and low to a few middle 90s. Dryness will remain a concern for southern Brazil into the weekend, although a few showers may impact the region for a brief period of time. Northern Brazil, meanwhile, receive rain on a frequent basis, maintaining soggy field conditions in some areas of Minas Gerais. Rain in southern Brazil should occur more routinely in the second week of the two-week forecast outlook, offering a little bit of relief from recent dryness. Rain frequency will be high, but intensity may not be that great. Sufficient moisture should fall to turn around the crop conditions. In Argentina, about a quarter of the crop region picked up some rain yesterday, amounts from just under a half inch through midnight, except in south-central Buenos Aires, where they picked up about an inch of rain. Most of the precipitation fell in Cordoba and Buenos Aires, leaving the remainder of the key grain and oilseed areas dry. High temperatures, mostly in the lower 90s. Rain is expected to fall frequently into next week, and the wet weather will assure no pockets of dryness, but it will interfere with some late-season planting, and the routine fieldwork operations with wet weather might also present some threat to the quality of the maturing winter grains in Argentina. In the U.S., the showers and thunderstorms developed overnight in nearly 35% of the Midwest. Rain totals from a few hundredths of an inch to an inch in some areas. Rain also reported in the Delta into the southwestern portion of Michigan and parts of Indiana with amounts approaching 1 inch. High temperatures, mostly 30, 40s north and 50s in the south. Rain will move through the eastern Midwest today and tomorrow, followed immediately by a very weak cold front that will move through the entire Midwest by Wednesday and into Thursday. Total precipitation generally from a quarter to three-quarters of an inch, with a couple one-inch-plus amounts possible. Temperatures will be unseasonably warm for the next full week, with highs in the 30s and 40s north and 50s and 60s south, and that will be most likely followed by lows in the teens and 20s northwest and 30s and 40s southeast. Cooling will accompany the storm system early next week that will move in. but there will not be any substantially colder than usual conditions. Warming will return again late next week with another bout of cooling likely in the Christmas week. Let's see, other locations. Let's talk about the wheat for a second here. No significant precipitation impacted the U.S. hard red wheat areas yesterday, although a little rain and drizzle and snow shower activity was noted. No major storm systems are slated for the hard red wheat country through the coming weekend. A storm system expected early next week could produce widespread rain and snow, but resulting precipitations totals will likely be light up to a quarter inch in some areas, and snow accumulation limited to Nebraska, Colorado, and northwestern Kansas, and it should not last very long due to the warm soil temperatures and continued above-average temperatures. A second storm of significance is being advertised by the Global Forecast System model for the Christmas holiday. The storm has the potential of producing widespread rain and snow, and it should be monitored. We'll keep an eye on that computer model. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 5.11 and 3 quarters, up 3 quarters last trade, up 1. May, 5.16 and a half, up a half last trade, up a quarter. At the Board of Trade, Chicago December wheat opened at 4.74 and a half, down one half, last trade up a half. March, 4.90 and a quarter, up a quarter, last trade up 3. May, 4.99, up one, last trade up 2.5. July, 4.83, down a half, last trade up 2. December corn opened at 3.56 and a quarter, up 3 quarters, last trade up 4. March, 3.71 and 3 quarters, up 1, last trade up 3. May, 3.77, up a half, last trade up 3 and a quarter. July, 3.81, unchanged, last trade up 2 and 3 quarters. Redline December, 3.51 and a half, up a quarter, last trade up 3 and a quarter. March, 2008, 3.57 and a half, down a half, last trade up 2. January beans opened at 6.67 and a quarter, up a half last trade up 2 and a quarter. March, 6.81 and a half, down 1 and a quarter, last trade up 1. May, 6.92, down 3 quarters, last trade up 1 and a quarter. July, 7.02, down a half, last trade up 1 and a quarter. The red line November, 7.19 and a half, down a half, last trade up 2 and a quarter. January soybean meal opened at 1.90.30, unchanged, last trade up 80. December soybean oil opened at 28.68, down 5, last trade down 5. January, 29.04, up 1, last trade up 12. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Do we make much of yesterday's hook reversals up in light of the firmer overnight tone?
Well, I think you can if we can get through some resistance areas. We made the big down move last week. Here we are. We turned around and moved up. But we couldn't make new lows on Monday, so we went higher. That's from last week. Today, if we can't get through these resistance areas, and Jan beans somewhere in the 75 area, March corn 75 to 77, and March wheat somewhere in that, $5, $4.90 to $4.95 area. If we can't get through those areas, we could easily, after being higher, to go back down. Similar to yesterday's move where we were down early, couldn't make new lows, and went right up. So I think we're still in a range unless we can push through either the top or the bottom side.
Did see some buying overnight from Taiwan, from Japan, and I guess South Korea as well.
Right. Other things that came to light overnight was that China hasn't bought quite as much as expected on their beans to make their amount for the year buying from us, but they've also shipped out less corn than expected so far, so you can read those both ways, too.
Add Egypt to that total, too, by the way, for delivery of corn. So it was a pretty significant buy for corn overnight, but traders don't appear to be trading fundamentals at the moment.
No, they don't. It's pretty much technicals, and you got this, March corn in 375 area. If we go through that, that's a technical number. If you go through 670 to 75 on March beans, that's technical, and then the March wheat 490 to 95. And right now, the technicals are pretty much in charge. Technically, we couldn't make a new low from last week's low yesterday, and that's made funds come back in and buy yesterday.
So what about the opening calls at the Board of Trade?
We're looking at 1 to 2, 1 to 3 higher on beans, 2 to 3, 3 to 4 higher on corn, 1 to 2, 1 to 3 higher on wheat.
Over at the Merck, sir?
Over at the Merck, we're looking at mixed. We're still looking at cattle being unchanged up a little, and we're looking at hogs being unchanged to down a little.
You would recommend catch-up sales at this point for producers who have not done much?
I would hang on. I want to be 60 to 80% sold on old crop corn and probably half on old crop beans. If I was that much, I might wait around for some more activity.
And would you recommend any new crop sales, given that the market has softened in recent days?
I would want to be 15 to 25% sold on new crop corn, and I would catch up on that. On beans, I think if you don't have any sold, you don't have to hurry, but you could be up to 10% sold on new crop beans.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at willag.org.